Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, your audible friend in this crazy, crazy world we live in. Coming up on this week's show, connect or move. There's only one way to settle this. Fight! No, actually a prolonged debate, testing each unit's strengths and flaws, challenged with rigorous argument and voted on by our peers. iPhone 5 rumours abound. Hell, we could make anything up right now. How about 3D? They've already got it on phones in Japan. And speaking of phones, pre-orders, get it? Are opening for the Palm Pre 2, just not here, sadly. Unlike Samsung's mystery device, which will be unveiled here next week. All that. And much more, if you like, including why criminals should be using Facebook. So let me introduce my co-host of Criminals, the lovely Ree Morgan, Luke, the Luke Peters, and the man of men who are manly and live on the Isle of Man and go to Manly Beach for their holidays. It is T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Hello.
Greetings all.
That was a lovely sing-song you did there, Dan.
Ah, thank you. I tried to download that song on Napster. But although they have songs by the same artist, they don't have that song.
That's a shame. Who's the artist?
What is it? I can't remember now. It's some strange Frenchman, I think.
Is it?
Good story.
Yeah.
So what's the song? What's the song called?
Crazy, crazy.
Oh, fair enough. Crazy, crazy nights by Kiss.
It's from the
I've got that Rice Krispies advert. Yeah.
Speaking of Frenchmen, I went to see Jean-Michel Jarre a couple of weeks ago.
Oh yes.
He was mental. It's like a cross between going to a mid-80s rave and a
Nuremberg rally
and a Pentecostal sermon.
Yeah, but with an unbelievably boring French git stood behind a massive bank of synthesizers at one end.
Awesome.
But he did have the laser machine, which is one of the best things I've ever seen.
Really?
You know what I forgot to do this morning? I forgot to
wear pants.
All of these things. I forgot to book tickets for Pet Shop Boys. They're doing a one-off.
Darn it!
I know. Can you believe that? Only because I bumped into them the other day. They held a door open for me.
Did they?
I was like, you know, when you walk past some two old men and you think, are they the Pet Shop Boys?
I saw they're just two blokes.
No, they really were.
I saw them at Glastonbury last year. This year still.
Yeah. I got their most recent Greatest Hits compilation.
There you are.
About the 15th Greatest Hits compilation with the Pet Shop Boys I bought. And it redefines the term going through the motions, I think. But it does come with a very good DVD with lots of rather self-conscious video performances from the 80s.
Good. Well, I'm glad we've got all that out of our system. Anyway,
what are we here to talk about again?
I can't remember. It's been 3 weeks since you were last here. So you must have been storing up quite a bit of rage in that time.
I'm consumed with a rage that could burn down cities, frankly. But before I move on to that, in other news, can everybody please dig deep and sponsor The Boy Reporter? Bunker is growing a tash.
Yeah.
Movember.
Yeah.
And he's quite a youthful looking chap.
He'd already started this last week.
He gave himself a head start.
But I didn't know he'd started.
It took me a while to notice. I didn't really want to mention it because I just thought maybe he'd had some sort of injury. But if you go to
scabby top lip.
Where are we? uk.movember.com and then search for Adam Bunker. I think it's fair to say he's the only Adam Bunker who's doing this.
Quite possibly.
And then, sponsor away.
Okay.
And we'll give you weekly updates on how his tash is looking.
Well, he is. I think he's taking a picture every day and he's going to do one of those slow motion
very
face
slow
change.
Time lapse
things, yeah.
Well, it's for a very good cause. It's for
Prostate cancer.
Excellent.
Cancer. Let's beat ass cancer together.
There we go. Good.
Through the power of moustaches.
Anyway. Is that your rant?
Yeah, I've run out of time. No, I'll tell you what's annoyed me this week. Yeah, very briefly, although funnily enough it involves spending an awful lot of time doing something, is my hard drive died.
Oh.
And it seems there's no amount of money that you can spend on a hard drive and not have it die after about 6 months. Mm. This is a backup one. So I had to use Time Machine again to re-back up everything.
Okay.
And it reminded me how utterly useless, pathetic the Time Machine is. It's hopeless. It starts
I've never used it.
It starts off slow and then tails off to literally, it was maybe a kilobyte per second.
Oh, really?
Useless.
Is this over Wi-Fi?
No. Plugs in via, if you please, FireWire 800. State-of-the-art connectivity. Because I went and bought another hard drive that was even more expensive than the last hard drive I bought on the basis that if I got one that was twice as expensive, it might last for 18 months instead of 9. And I don't know what to do
Why don't you come up with some sort of RAID setup where you have two hard drives and then all you have to do is just replace the 100
but it's
still
but it's
the
initial I know.
Like a Drobo.
There probably is a more elegant solution to
this. I think so.
But honestly, Time Machine, it's basically like a public beta that Apple is
foisted.
Palming off.
Toying with us with...
Terrible.
Oh, well.
Screw you, Apple.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, on to our top story. And it is the release of Microsoft's answer to Sony's Move, Kinect, unleashed on an unsuspecting world, including...
It's not entirely unsuspecting, is it? Well, we've been talking about it for the last 18
possibly,
months.
A few people might have suspected it was coming, including our very own Luke Peters, who has been having a play. At
yeah.
home.
You've got one in your space age bachelor pad.
Yeah. Did you have to tidy up?
I had to tidy up very, very well before the camera crew were allowed in my home.
Well, no, I was thinking more to actually use it.
Oh, well, yeah, a good point because, so I live in London. I live in a flat.
Working journalism. You know where this is going.
I don't have a very big abode.
Okay.
And
Garrett, you might say.
And obviously... Microsoft, being an American company.
Sordid bedsit.
It's not that bad. Recontested.
It's not. Though. It's lovely.
Okay. What have you been doing in his bedroom?
I haven't been doing his bedroom. In his flat, I was filming.
You were doing it in his... All right, anyway. Oh, the filming. Okay, sorry.
Shall I continue?
Yeah,
there's going to be a video on t3.com with this.
Right.
For anybody who's completely confused by the conversation we've just had.
So, long story short, Microsoft, American company, they've built something for American homes, which are obviously enormous.
Huge.
They've got big rooms. They can dance around to their...
In the advert, they're in warehouses.
Yeah.
Huge warehouses.
In reality, most people, especially in the UK, don't have very big rooms. So I've had to move the furniture.
Oh, really?
Shut the blinds because it doesn't like light.
Okay.
Get rid of the rug. Yeah. And
it doesn't like rugs.
You had to get rid of the rug.
We didn't have to, but you're tripping all over it if I was on it. And I had to really position myself right up against the back of the sofa, and even then was just about in the limit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It says you need about at least 6 foot. From your TV. Is it 6 foot or maybe even more?
I think it's more. 6 to 8 feet, I think.
Six to eight feet at least. And that's like minimum amount of distance.
This sounds, in your situation, completely impractical.
Yeah. Even though I am quite small, it still didn't work. It actually worked all right.
Can you fall it into thinking you were further away by virtue of being small?
No.
Because it might...
I see where you're going.
Perspective thing. No, not at all. But the thing came up on the screen and said, right, you're kind of like... okay distance, but we'd really like you to be pretty much in the flat behind.
Yeah.
There's
Would
a,
you
no
mind
way that was
just
gonna happen.
Knocking down that wall?
Just knock through.
Yeah.
But I was really impressed.
Oh.
I was really impressed. It's really, it's very arcadey, and they've obviously gone down they want to emulate Wii and do something different because the whole, you boot it up, it's very avatar-led, it's very kind of like family-friendly music and very plinky-plonky, and... It does pick up your body movements very, very well. You know, you can, twist.
So even with all that, even with all that shenanigans.
It worked. And all the games are very arcadey. All the launch stuff is kind of like, as you'd expect, it's for, just before Christmas. It's very group play, heavy.
So the games. So, what, 16 at launch? They're all about £35.
Yeah.
Kinect Sports is that's the Wii Sports.
Yeah, and, it's more advanced than the Wii, without any question, because you are using the whole of your body, knees, elbows, head, shoulders, toes.
Was it more fun than Wii Sports?
There's a song in that.
Parts of it were, because you are using all of it. There's a football game, which is actually quite cool. It's a bit like playing, if you can imagine if you actually played a game of Sabutio with your body.
Right.
So you have to pass the ball, wait for the person to kind of like
so
get into position.
A massive man to flank you down the...
But you do use your feet and you can head the ball and, it is obviously doing something different from Wii. It's good fun. It's bloody expensive.
Yeah, okay. So what, £130
just for the thing. And I think the cheapest you can get it for the kind of like the 4 gigabyte version is about £250 bundled. Whereas the PlayStation Move is like a £40 add-on to what you've already got.
Yeah, the PlayStation Move is kind of a no-brainer with £40 for you get a controller, the eye
well,
camera.
If it is meant to be a family thing, obviously it does cost more than £40 if you want more than one person
That's
to be able to play at once.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple of other things as well. The Kinect sensor is massive. It's really, really big and it moves up and down. So you can't have it pushed right up against your TV.
And you had the problem you can't put it on your TV, didn't you?
I couldn't put it on my TV because my TV is quite slim and I couldn't put it on top. There may be a clip that you can get for it, but I don't want it to clip it on top of my really nice
TV. Sounds like when you were using it, you were having fun.
It was good fun.
But all the practicalities sound like a complete headache.
Just really stupid little things like you need an extra plug for the Kinect sensor, like an actual mains plug for the Kinect sensor. And it's quite big and it looks kind of like... not very nice.
Have you got an old 360?
No, I've got a new one.
Oh, right, because I thought that was a powered plug, so you didn't need a...
No, you plug it, you have to plug it in and through USB as well.
Lame.
Yeah, whereas a PS3 you don't.
Yeah.
And but it is quite cool that it does pick up your face. Mm. You kind of like you create your profile, create your avatar. It's like hi Luke.
It knows who you are.
Recognizes your face, and you go through this kind of like movement. Recognizes all the side and the back. And
In terms of showing off, I think people will be more impressed with
it's
Connect.
Cool. And we did have a play of Sky TV.
Yeah.
So Sky Anytime that you can get through Connect and sit back on the sofa and literally change the channel.
Yeah,
by just moving your hand.
By just moving your hand, it's all.
I can see Dad showing off with that.
It's a very much a show off piece.
Watch this. Hold on. Wait. Watch this. Stop.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
And go.
It is very very showy offy. And you can.
Can you set it so that only your face would be able to do that?
Don't know.
In terms like of kind of, you know, setting. Control of the remote.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting idea. Yeah.
And the voice control worked as well.
The voice control is pretty cool. So you can control the whole dashboard and games like, and you can do things like. Open tray, and the tray opens. Close tray.
Oh, well, that's
and the tray closes.
Okay,
it's all pretty.
In terms of more serious gaming, though, I spoke. What the title for more serious games with Child of Eden? Did you manage to have a play with that one?
No, the only games I had the most serious game in the lineup that wasn't kind of like aimed at three and under was. Cage Fighters Unleashed or something, which is
doesn't
horrid,
sound so child friendly.
Which is horrid. It's literally like here's a guy, and here's some moves. So you like
him.
In your front room, like with me, I actually had the kind of like I practiced in the morning when it was dusk, twilight. Mm. No, dusk, twilight, one of the two. So some of the neighbours could see me through the window, and I'm
dawn
I'm trying
think
to beat up an invisible man in my face. It was kind of, kind of weird, but you're right, it's horrible. There's blood everywhere, and it's
you got the sound very cathartic.
Well, even I mean, Child of Eden is pegged as one of the more serious games, but even that is you're thrust into a battle to save an archive of all human memories from an unknown virus. You've got to swipe enemies with your hands. It's like
swipe them with your hands.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, yeah.
Take that.
Yeah,
the real test is going to be this Christmas when I show it to my niece and nephews
who are
10 and under and see whether what they think of it compared to the Wii.
Yeah. And how easy they pick it up, I guess.
Yeah.
To just play with it.
Mm.
Well, I think it's miles better than the Wii, isn't it? But it's, I don't know. It falls into the same category as the iPad, I think, which is like it's very nice, but I can't see any use for it. Personally.
It sounds like, I mean, from what you're saying,
for kids, though.
You had a bit of a tough time setting up,
no,
but it didn't.
Not, I didn't have it.
But you kind of got over it.
It was a piece of piddle to set up.
But in terms of all the.
But you have to. Yeah, it's more. Whereas what I've used in the Wii is pick up the Wii controller and you play the game. Yeah. Here, it's an event.
Mm.
You have to move furniture. Yeah. You have to kind of like get people together. And that's all you can. You know, you can't just sit back and play a Wii game.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I guess if you've got a big room, it's a no-brainer. Yeah. But
it is one of those things, I think, Dan, that if you try it, then...
Have you
played, can't really understand how it was until you try it.
Have you played with Move?
Yes.
So you are very well placed in that case to say which is better.
Yes, I personally prefer Move because the games at present are a little bit more grown up. The detail's a bit more refined. Like, comparing, for instance, the two table tennis games that you can get in... Kinect Sports and then the PlayStation Move version of that as well. The PlayStation Move one just pisses all over it.
Mm.
It's very, very accurate. You feel like you're actually playing a game of table tennis, whereas the...
And you're holding your thing in your hand.
You're holding something in your hand. Like,
I mean, it, as well with Move, with Kinect, you know, we've got like the Star Wars game coming out. It just cries out for something to hold.
And I just thought...
I think there will be peripherals.
Yeah.
There'll be like kind of like the Wii... add-ons, you know what I mean, where it's just literally
knocked out somewhere in Hong Kong.
But people do like to hold things.
And you really get that sense of, you know, if you are holding something, you are then using a sword. But the graphics I found better on the PS3. So it seems a far more mature.
Yeah, my taxi driver on the way here said Move was better, so that settles it really.
Case closed.
Didn't need to do that.
Actually, the launch lineup for the Move is pretty pathetic, though, isn't it? Because it's, I think, the one that a lot of people are thinking of is like SOCOM 4 or 5, whatever it's up to in that series, which is like a really good first-person shooter and a great use of the Move. But that's not coming out until next year. Like, all you can get for the Move at the moment is Kinect-style, sort of basically...
Very arcadey.
Paying 100 quid to play Dance Dance Revolution, in effect.
Or Dance Central on Kinect.
Yeah.
That's the one for them. Yeah.
Dance Dance Central. You've got to have the second dance, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, well, all right, so Move edging it in your book. But anyway, there is more to plough through. So let me say, here is the news.
Mm-hmm.
The iPhone 5, we've got one. All right, we haven't, but we have heard a rumor. A rumor that it'll be packing NFC, or near-field communication. Nifty tech that allows multiple devices to communicate and transfer data between themselves.
Meanwhile, hopes of Flash on the current iPhone line are on hold. Skyfire's cunning workaround Flash app appeared on the App Store and then sold out within 5 hours. Apparently, demand was such that it crashed Skyfire's servers. No word yet on when it'll be back up.
Good news for Palm fans in the US, at any rate. HP's newest smartphone, the Palm Pre 2, is set for a release on Verizon on the 11th of November, with pre-orders from the 8th. It's already out in France, so now it's only a matter of time before it's UK-bound.
One thing that is UK-bound is Samsung's latest Android phone, due to be unveiled and rumoured to be the Samsung Continuum, packing dual AMOLED screens, all of which pales into insignificance with news of Sharp's 3D phones coming in December in Japan. Like the Nintendo 3DS, they won't need specs for the 3D effect, but sadly, Sharp hasn't said if they'll be coming here.
And with just a few short days to go to the biggest game launch of the year, the price wars have already begun for Call of Duty Black Ops. Out on Tuesday, it's being flogged for $7.99 at HMV.
But Dan, there's a catch. You'll have to hand over a copy of his big rival, Medal of Honor, which costs a pretty penny itself. Cheapest straight-up deal is at Amazon, yours for £39.90 with free delivery.
It's an interesting one.
Can't say fairer than that.
Well, I suppose Medal of Honor has been out for a wee while now, so you might have finished it.
Maybe. They did a similar thing with... I can't remember what was the name.
I remember that.
Yeah, someone... wasn't it Sainsbury's were doing a game for 99p, but you had to hand it... Asda were doing it because...
It's part exchange.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought it meant hand it over. You'd actually have to buy Medal of Honor as well.
Is it Grand Theft Auto they did that with?
No, it wasn't. I can't remember what it was, but Asda did it. But they did it with 99p, which is a bit more
Halo. No, it's a Halo game.
But when you worked it out, what you could flog, you probably find in this situation as well, what you can flog Medal of Honor for on eBay, and get back, would it's worth you just flogging Medal of Honor and then buying straight up.
Fascinating.
Black Ops.
Or just hang on to Medal of Honor and pay the normal price for Black Ops.
Well,
I just finished Call of Duty 4. That's how up to date I am with the gaming world.
I am my Xbox 360 is not even plugged in at the moment. I have zero time for gaming.
What was so do I. That's why it's taken me, 2.5 years, is it?
What was the ending like?
A little bit disappointing. And then there's like a sort of coda where you have to sort of storm an aeroplane, which is kind of more fun than the entire rest of the game put together. But it was all right. I like the character acting in that. It's very macho, isn't it?
Surely good.
I'm a macho kind of guy.
as we discussed earlier on.
Yeah.
Anyway, time for your tweets. Time to see what you have been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM.
Yeah.
Duncan.
Okay, on news that Gran Turismo 5 finally given release date for the 30th of November 30. this was typed in a hurry, wasn't it, Dan?
Yes, it was.
Fujury tweets, I'll believe it when I see it, while Painstick, a.k.a. Colonel Aldred, is that the guy from Avatar, or is that...
Could be.
Maybe.
Still haven't seen that film.
Anyway,
Painstick simply asks, 2010, ? Smiley face.
See what he's done there? He's saying, 3rd of November this year or next?
Right.
That's true.
Well, there was a... We had it at our event a couple of weeks ago. It looked good. So
seemed fairly finished.
It's going to be worth the wait, definitely.
Yeah, those are people saying that it's going to be worth the wait.
Indeed. Ree, what have you got?
Someone called... Luke Peters has tweeted, I'm addicted to the At Sleep Cycle app. Not sure whether it compensates for the late night wine cheese dream fests, though.
What are these?
Wine
cheese dream fests.
Have you heard of the Sleep Cycle?
Go on, you'll have to explain this.
Very, very quickly. It's an app.
It knows how you're asleep.
No. It's an app that you put next to your pillow at night. And
so your phone next to your pillow.
So your phone next to your pillow, leave it on, plugged in, obviously, because it's weird. And it picks up, using the accelerometer, it picks up your pattern of movement in your sleep. And there's a theory that the guys that have worked out that when you're moving, you're dreaming. If you're not moving, you're in deep sleep. And then it plots your chart. And what it tries to do is wake you up within a 30-minute time slot of when you want to be awake in your lightest sleep phase. So it doesn't wake you up in your deep sleep phase. It wakes you up in a lightest sleep phase. And I was really cynical.
You're not getting up late.
No. I was really cynical. And to be fair, it's woken me up in my deep sleep phase quite a lot of times. But when it hasn't...
How do you know you're in your deep sleep phase?
Because I'm knackered in the morning.
Do you go, oh my God, that was so in my deep sleep phase.
But it's really interesting. The first thing I do when I wake up now is look at my stats to see how I've been sleeping and whether I've done a big deep sleep or lots of dreaming.
The iPhone accelerometer.
That's psychosomatic, isn't it?
It can barely cope with being moved to the landscape. How's it going to know whether you're moving about? What if you just roll over and just like lie
squash it
on your iPhone?
Crush it. Yeah. And I'm not convinced because there's two people in my marital bed and I'm not sure whether it picks up.
At the moment.
But surely
I'm not sure whether it picks up her movements as well.
Yeah,
you've got an iPhone,
surely
Dunk.
It would. I'll give it a go.
And let's report next week.
If I saw something that said you have been in a deep sleep, I would instantly feel better when I woke up in the morning. I'd be like, oh yeah, maybe. I've clearly had a good sleep.
I'd be more like, why have you woken me from this deep sleep? That'd be more my... somebody I used to go out with, when he was a child, he used to sleep... it's a very lovely story, this. he had lots of pets and he slept with a little guinea pig and he rolled over it in the night and killed it.
Okay.
So he woke quite up often, with a guinea pig corpse.
Quite often Doris, our greyhound, tends to hop onto the bed in the middle of it if she gets cold. But I think she's
greyhounds are massive.
Yeah, she's more in danger of crushing us.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you have a greyhound in your bed at night?
On occasion.
That would completely ruin the sleep cycle.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know what's going on.
You get lonely sometimes, you know. Yeah. Wife's working nights.
Yeah. Luke.
Yep.
What have you
got? Oh, yeah, we're doing the tweets.
Okay, cool. Now I remember. You'd fallen into a deep sleep then.
I was in my deep sleep cycle. Hatch 82, Stephen Hatcher, a.k.a. It's insane the mobile networks have no idea what to do with the Galaxy Tab. It makes calls, but no voice contract offers. Just stupid.
Stupid.
Yeah, I can't see his point, one's going to use it as their main mobile phone, are they?
Just use it. Well, you can still use it via Skype, can't you, presumably?
Yeah.
Bluetooth headset, you know, everyone's doing it.
Come on.
You definitely have to use a headset. It's one of those occasions when using a headset is definitely the more attractive option than talking into this big...
And a quick one from Slick Mick. 2112, also known as...
Not so slick with that name.
He was so slick, just up to the point where he was the 2112th person to be called it.
He's obviously called himself Slick Mick because his surname is Slack. He's Michael Slack, so he's obviously tired of people...
That's completely killed
him
for me.
If he'd done Slack...
He started off so cool and now...
He's tired of people pointing out these Slacks.
And if he'd followed his naming conventions, he could be called Slack Mick, probably 001.
Quite possibly, yes.
You don't really want to be called Slack Mick.
The only Slack Mick on Twitter. Anyway, he says, can you recommend a good pocket HD camcorder, please? Cheers, Mike.
iPhone. Next.
Okay, that was sick. Well, if you want just the camera, I like the bloggy. That's good,
the bloggy's good. And all the flip ones are all right, aren't they?
I prefer bloggies. I feel that they're slightly more camcordery than a...
Well, I believe our current number one is the Toshiba...
Camellio.
Camellio. Because I used to review those, and they were a bit rubbish, but obviously they've improved since about 3 years ago when I last...
I guess so. Either that or our standards have plummeted.
Yes, quite possibly. But I do like the blogging. I have played with that. Anyway, Rhi, what is your... No?
Very good.
That didn't work.
Death talk.
What is your gadget of the week?
It is the BlackBerry Bold 9780.
Wait.
Smaller.
Yeah, so this is the latest BlackBerry and it comes with the new...
I thought the Torch was the
6OS.
Latest BlackBerry.
No.
This is even more latest.
You're so yesterday,
I'm
Dan.
I'm so sorry. But the Torch is full screen and this isn't.
Oh,
no touchscreen. There's no touchscreen on this one. So it's pretty much exactly the same as the 9700.
They've got rid of the faux leather back.
They have.
For a sort of textured.
That's a shame.
What would you call that?
It's got a little bit of change. I don't know.
I suppose that could be described as being leatherish.
Yeah, it's less leathery, less like an 80s
less leathery
wallet.
Phone.
Its back is less leathery. Well, that's always good, I find.
But yeah, so new things about it. It's got the new OS that the Torch had.
Okay, so how does the new OS work in non-touchscreen?
You just basically use the trackpad. Mm-hmm. It's still got the trackpad. It's basically the design and the build is exactly the same.
It's got a better screen.
Yes. No, it's got the same resolution screen, actually.
The screen was always very good.
It's the old
it?
Bold. Mm. Oh, you thought
the 9700.
So what exactly is different? It's just it's got
it's iPhone. Got the new OS. Better camera. It's gone up to 5 megapixels.
It's a bit squatter.
Yeah, it looks a bit. It's got a black rim around it, which the other bold didn't.
Okay. Key, revolutionary.
Yeah. It's pretty much it's
you're not knocking me down with this right now.
The BlackBerry
so it's exactly
Bold,
the same.
Yeah. But the BlackBerry, the old BlackBerry, the 9700s, that's getting a BlackBerry 6 OS update in a couple of months.
I was gonna say they'll essentially be the same.
Yeah, they will essentially be the same.
There must be something else.
Go on.
There's the new thing.
The camera.
The camera's updated. Yeah. There's a new thing called social feeds, which pulls in all your social.
Every
networks.
Phone has to have that now. Does it work well?
Yeah. It does work well.
The iPhone still doesn't have
no,
that,
it doesn't. Does it? No, it doesn't.
Apple are just not into
right,
having friends.
Hmm.
Actually, Apple isn't into having
they're
friends,
bit,
is it?
Yeah.
Alienates people constantly.
But it's just another classic bold. You know, okay. I'm a big fan of the bold.
Yeah. I suppose why, not, it's like, why not change the winning formula?
Yeah, if it's not broke... Don't. No, hang on.
Don't yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, that's right. If it's not
yeah.
broke,
yeah, don't,
I'm
fix,
glad
it.
We
don't
that.
Fix it.
Excellent. Full review coming?
There will be a full review coming with the latest releases, because we haven't got that yet. We don't know when it's coming out.
Okay.
A bit of mystery there.
I keep pressing the wrong. Let me. Oh.
It must, be, it must be Friday.
I'm trying to be slick and do a bong.
Oh,
when I
if only
do
Slick
a...
Mick was here.
Do a bong.
Do a bong with that's Slick really Mick 2112.
I'm being a bit slack Mick rather
that was
than
more
slick
like
Mick today.
Exactly slack down.
Excellent. Now then. Facebook. It hasn't been a day without Facebook news this week.
No, there hasn't.
Plenty to talk about. I like the fact that the police are tracking down criminals with Facebook.
Yeah.
Basically, if you post pictures of you doing some criminal activity.
Or status update. I've just burgled a house.
Police intelligence is phenomenal.
Mind-blowing.
Scene
how did
of
they do
murder.
It?
Extraordinary.
But they track you on the location.
Yeah. Like, find me.
So, well, they've had to have training to use Facebook, essentially.
I do know, actually, because my current beau is sort of a policeman. And I do know, at the very least, if you get arrested, the police will look you up on Facebook and laugh at you. So, at the very least, if you're going to be arrested, maybe take your profile offline.
There's that Channel 4 documentary coming up, isn't there?
Is that?
On police. Yeah, where apparently what the police really think of... You know,
everybody
yeah,
screams.
Do, yeah. Apparently, it's a vital part of their training now, Facebook. But I guess if
it makes a lot of sense.
If you've added a friend that's like a criminal, surely they're going to keep an eye on you, aren't you?
Well, yeah. An easy way to see a criminal's associates.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Are criminals that stupid? Do
yeah,
they?
Course.
Yeah,
of course.
And they group them in the gang.
Yeah. There was
join the gang.
There was an interview of a prison gang officer group. Who was basically saying all the people in this prison are stupid. They're the stupid criminals because they're the ones that get caught. If you're intelligent, you don't get caught, you know. So, which made me think of A Life of Crime.
I'm clever.
Yeah. I don't know.
Get away with it.
You haven't got the the kind of killer instinct.
Maybe not. Come in.
Then what other Facebook news is that? They've announced some new stuff.
Let me tell you.
Tell me.
Single sign on. You sign on once and you're signed on to a load of things. Location something or others, that means people can find you more easily.
That's like Foursquare, isn't
and
it?
And the deals Facebook. Platform.
That's a weird one where you get deals.
It's voucher cloud basically, isn't it?
Yeah, but
that would need to know where you are. So
location one is more interesting.
There's always been location. Well, not always, but for a while now, there's been location Facebook things. And apparently, the new thing is that it's just be easier for advertisers to find where you are and flog you.
So basically, that it will mean that the app,
or
will
not
be,
necessarily advertisers, but people,
Facebook would like to know where your current location is. Okay,
and then I say the
you
vouchers.
Can have some pizzas.
There is that element that this is all being done just to foist more adverts on us.
Of course,
yeah.
Scary.
Yeah. What you mean? It's not being done out of altruism on the part of multi-billionaire Mark Zuckerberg.
Has anyone seen The Social Network?
Yes,
no.
Fantastic film.
Everyone
very,
says so.
Very good.
Yeah, it's no matter how many people tell me that, I think how good can it possibly be? But they're all the reception has been so overwhelmingly. It's a great cast.
You leave there, however. I went to see it with my brother-in-law, in fact, and we both left basically feeling more inadequate than when we'd walked in, because it's full of people who went to college and left billionaires.
Well, also, whereas not only that,
we went to college and left, you know,
drunk,
like about
and doing a T3
in
podcast,
debt.
three stone heavier, and,
yeah, yeah, you
know, with a liver problem.
But the other thing is, it's not only obviously like yes, they're very successful people, but also now because of the film, they're very successful people whose every utterance has been written by Aaron Sorkin, the guy who wrote West Wing and various other things. So they also seem like they're bloody Oscar Wilde or whatever. As well. Like, yes. They just talk in sort of bon mot.
Are you the Facebook? What? And if I was Mark Zuckerberg and I got Justin Timberlake to play me.
Yeah, yeah, he did quite well out of
that's
that.
That's amazing.
No, he didn't. Timberlake plays the guy who set up Napster. I think actually Zuckerberg comes out of it quite badly because the guy who plays him is actually less attractive than Zuckerberg himself.
Yes, yeah. Sorry, yes. Yeah, it's
Zuckerberg's
Sean,
my favourite CEO.
Yeah, Sean, what's his name? Sean.
No, it's Jesse. He plays Sean.
Yes.
That dick from Napster. But still no Facebook phone.
Yeah. No. We should briefly mention the fact that LimeWire.
Yeah, it's gone. Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah. It's been done.
Well, we discussed it last week, didn't we?
Did we? Yeah.
You LimeWire.
Oh. Yeah, it was in the news.
I wasn't here last week. Let's do that entire piece all over again with my thoughts.
Well, I'm glad we reiterated that.
Do you know what Facebook Napster phone reminded me like? Like if it was, you know, because obviously there's Facebook integration in all phones. So if they were going to take it a step further, it would have to be sort of monitoring your conversations, listening out for phrases, and then, I don't know.
posting it live.
Yeah. You talk to your mum and immediately on your thing, it's like Duncan is talking to his mum or his dealer or whatever.
He's on the phone to his dealer.
And then the police will be looking at me.
Are you saying
mom.
Your mum is your dealer?
Yeah.
Mum/dealer.
Yeah, she's done very well for herself since retirement. Yeah.
Bless her. Excellent. Well, on that bombshell, that is about all we have time for. Remember, teether.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves. Luke Peters is waving at me. What is it?
iPad edition, second one, is out on the 11th.
Yeah, okay. Same day as the mag hits.
Same day as the mag
hits. Can I stick up for disgruntled users who are having problems with it? Have you fixed problems?
What exact problem were
you
having?
Some people are saying it's crashing and things like that. Yeah. And it's only certain users, so it's obviously just a few people.
There are a lot of people who are downloading it that are on the development program, so running iOS 4.2 already.
Yes.
It won't work with that. You have to disable auto lock when you're downloading, or else it will crash it.
Yes.
And this is a fault of the platform that we're using at the moment.
Okay.
It's quite big, so we've decided in issue 2 to stream a lot of the video to get the file size down.
Clever.
And we're just tightening up a lot of the platform issues that were around
bugs updates.
Okay.
You know, we're one of the first to launch that, you know, we're in
absolutely
a pioneering new world.
Yeah,
we're running
because the size is an issue because it does lock, so that's why you have to turn off the auto lock when it's downloading. Okay, so making it smaller, that should be better. But if people are on the development program, it won't work for them. Is that what you're saying?
Not yet. We will release an update with our platform that will support 4.2. Hopefully in time for when Apple launches 4.2,
which could be quite imminent. Actually,
this could be quite imminent. But our update
better get
will
our skates
be
on.
But for any check t3.com because there's a big FAQ part of the website there.
Just throw that in there. Okay,
thanks,
that is all about me.
I'm fired.
Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the App Store, as we've just discussed. And we're on iTunes, more importantly, every Friday. Until next week, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.